Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you feeling anxious about all the downtime for your kids over the holiday break? Do you anticipate fighting with them to quit playing video games and do something productive? Well, I'll address this dilemma in this week's podcast, episode number 47, Create a Successful Holiday Break with Your Kids. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And for those looking to improve their relationship with their teenager or want a better way to address their teenager's behaviors and issues, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and sign up for my new 6-week empowered parenting course. It could be the decision that turns parent-teen stress into parent-teen success. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, a client recently asked me about the holiday break and what to do with her kids. She was concerned about all that downtime and the kids' tendency to want to jump on their computers and play video games. And she was understandably concerned that the holiday would be spent fighting with their kids over their computer time. And a lot of families are dealing with this issue, so let's talk about it. You know, a couple of weeks off with no structure could be deadly for families. You know, bored kids turning down any parental ideas and teenagers sleeping into the afternoon and playing video games with their awake time, that would be a parental nightmare. And yet, 2 weeks off for kids is a great opportunity for them. Now, the trick is to help your kids to set some goals and build some structure to accomplish those goals. No, every minute doesn't need to be structured, but some goals and plans can make all the difference in the world. So essentially, we're trying to accomplish a few things. One is to use time productively, both from the need to take care of business, that column of things. And then there's for self-development. You know, people who are good at both of these skills are best at achieving personal happiness and personal success. And what do we want for our kids more than that? Happiness and success. The other thing we want to accomplish is for them to learn planning skills. Things don't happen without planning. And the other thing we want for them is to learn to not be easily distracted by the electronic devices in their lives. We don't want electronic devices to take control of us and our free time. We want to be in charge of how we appropriate our time. And kids from 7 to 17 can learn and be reinforced with these skills. So don't punt just because your kid is 17 or 18. They still need some parental involvement during this time, most likely, many will. So, for instance, let's just say your child or teenager plays a musical instrument. This is a great opportunity for them to put some extra time into it and really build their skills, steepen that learning curve, you know, get themselves to the next level, maybe prepare for a performance of some kind. You know, friends can put some sort of musical gig together and then play for their parents or their friends or something. Maybe it's an opportunity for them to take out their easel and do some focused artwork. Maybe that's their area of interest. You know, is there a sport or a physical activity for them to improve in? Or maybe just get in shape. You know, some kids are more mechanically inclined. Do they use this time to build a computer or build something or create something? All right, so those are ideas for how kids invest in themselves. But then there's the things that probably need to get done. So this can be a time of reorganization. Kids can go through their rooms and get it in order. go through school materials from the first semester, file away what needs to be filed, clean off the surfaces, and get ready for that next semester. Younger kids, or teens who are organizationally challenged, should we say, will need some parental support to accomplish this. But just because there's pushback, we know how to deal with that. We just stay positive, and we go right to, hey, this is something that's going to get done. We can do it with my support. You can do it on your own, but let's get going. And then there's the other category. There's things that parents can do with their children and teens. You know, how about some outings in your local area? You know, almost every town has its historical sites, museums, nature, culture. Sometimes we take all that for granted in the town we're living in, and we only do those things in other towns. And then, you know, there's one of my favorite topics, and I'm just going to keep pounding on this. It's cooking. It's never too soon to teach your kids how to cook. If they already cook, let's get some new recipes going. If they don't know how, have them join you in the kitchen for some meal preparation. They can invite their friends over, and you and they can cook for their friends. After all, they're going to spend their whole lives eating. That much we know. They may as well learn how to cook all the food they're going to need to eat. It's a lot cheaper, it's healthier, and it's more fun and delicious if you approach it right. And also, you know, kids are proud of what they cook, and they'll eat what they cook because they're proud of it, whereas they'll turn down the exact same food if you simply serve it to them. So here's a way to go about all this. Let your kids know that you're going to have a vacation planning session. I know you'll get some moans and groans, but you're a parent of a teenager, so you already know about that. You just do it. It's great if you've got a large whiteboard, but at least some big sheets of paper to write ideas and schedules on. And then talk about the opportunity to use the vacation time in a positive way. Sure, there'll need to be some hanging out with friends time and catching up on sleep, but that you want them to establish some goals and do some positive things for themselves. And so you can make like two or three lists. One list is things that need to be taken care of, such as room reorganization, etc. And you're probably the person who's going to come up with that list, but talk with them about it. They might have their own ideas about things that they want to get on top of. And then there's things that will be fun and healthy to invest their time in. You know, that's in the art, music, physical activity, and building something categories. And then there are the things that could be done together as a family. Get some things in each category and get the kids participating as much as you can. And then how these things are going to be accomplished. You know, some of these things are going to involve friends and changing circumstances. So we'll need to be flexible, and we can, you know, put things in place and then update things on a daily basis. That way it's not a one-time thing and then we forget about it. It's a living thing that gets updated and engaged with on a daily basis. How are we doing today? What are we going to do tomorrow? Do we have to move something around? If your kids spend their holiday on their computers playing games and doing social media, they will go back to school brain dead. If they use their time productively, they're going to feel fulfilled and proud of themselves and ready for the next semester. You know, I know in many homes, parents will be working during this time. And if you're a single parent, you are most likely working all or parts of this time. But limit the amount of time you let electronic devices be your babysitter here. Set up some expectations, some supervision, and some support for your kids to be productive. So, listeners, let's commit to teaching our kids to use their time wisely, and let's show them how much fun it can be and how rewarding it can be. And remember, like one of my clients once said, raising kids is the ultimate exercise in delayed gratification. So keep this in mind and know it will pay off big time, but it might take a while. So thanks for that. Thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and special thanks to my client for encouraging this important discussion. And please Do feel free to come to my website, neildbrown.com, and sign up for my weekly newsletter where there's plenty of helpful stuff there right now. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my new Empowered Parenting class and feel free to send the link to someone you know who might benefit. That simple act might be a transformative experience for someone you care about. And please, over these holidays, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.